Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. The River Market in downtown Little Rock has a two-story restaurant with lots of cachet. Now don't go away, you're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I'm Mary Tweet, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. If you have been in Little Rock over the past few years, you've really witnessed one of the greatest revitalizations I've ever seen in a River Market area, and that is the River Market area. It has been very exciting. We've had the Clint Museum has opened, and there's been lots of restaurants, and the huge place where they have the Farmers Market, it has really grown. It's really beautiful. There's now a restaurant that was built by Rush Harding and son Payne Harding called Cache. It's spelled C-A-C-H-E, Cache. And the website that they have, cachelittlerock.com, tells the meaning behind their name. It says, the area around the iconic Cache River on the Arkansas Delta is where Rush Harding was born and raised. The moniker also provides a nod to the dictionary definition of a cache as a place for storing valuable possessions. And Rush and Payne hope that cache becomes a destination where the people of Arkansas can gather over great food and drink and create treasured memories that last a lifetime. I think that's really an incredible sentiment, and I really like that. I was able to go and talk to Matt Cooper, their executive chef, as he toured me around this very impressive space. So here we go to the River Market and Cache. So in the heart of the River Market area is a brand new structure. There used to be a police station here, I believe, on the corner of President Clinton and St. Vincent Drive, right here on the corner. Yeah, believe it or not. And kind of catty corner from Bosco's, right across from the River Market, near Sticky Fingers, is a brand new building. And in that building is a really beautiful restaurant that when you walk in from the street, but the thing that's really cool is you can see it from the street. And so it's a Cache restaurant, and not C-A-S-H, but C-A-C-H-E.
Right, absolutely.
And I'm here with Matt Cooper, Chef Matt Cooper, and Matt is, you go by Matt or Matthew?
I go by Matthew, yeah.
Okay, so
it's
Matthew
okay.
Is the executive chef here at Cache, and you have, you've not been in the city long, but you're originally from here, is that right?
Yeah, I'm originally from Northwest Arkansas, and my wife and I moved back from Portland, Oregon, from Little Rock. And we've been back in Little Rock for probably about five years now, I think.
Great.
And I was previously executive chef of Lou Lav and then at Chenal Country Club before then, right when we moved back from Portland. And I came onto the project when it was gravel.
When this building was gravel.
When the building was gravel. In fact, when I guess about 12 years ago, I was right across the street at Sticky Fingers. I was the kitchen manager there. So it's nice to come full circle back and really see it, because it was a police station parking lot here. And we've just really had a lot of fun. I have a really amazing crew of people that are really passionate about this industry and what we're doing with trying to be as local and sustainable as possible. I think that's something that really defines us. Especially being downtown, I think a lot of chefs have moved away and come back and really tried to reinvigorate the city and the state with the new types of cuisine that we're offering and blending it with everything we've learned from the way that we grew up here in the South and the Delta and all those wonderful things. So, it's an amazing building. There's basically what I consider skylight windows throughout the entire bottom floor. You can see everything in, you can see everything out. We have beautiful what we call nano walls that open up to the outside, so I can open pretty much the entire bottom floor.
Wow.
At certain things and bring the outside in, which is always a concept that I've really enjoyed being a chef, because you can smell the aromas from the street, you can hear the people talking, it's a culture. You have all that is downtown in the River Market, and it's just a really amazing thing. We've got a beautiful hardwood floors. We've got a completely open kitchen.
Yeah, it is really incredibly open.
And it encompasses, we have an entire full crew. You know, we have a beautiful wood-burning fireplace, and you can sit down at the L-shaped bar and literally see all the action that's going on in the kitchen, from the salads being made to the pizzas to the desserts. You can see all the cooks on the line and see what we're doing, even in the heat of it when we don't even know you exist. It's really interesting for this perspective of the customer to be able to sit and see everything that goes on and watch your dishes being made and watch the care and the finesse and everything that we put into it, because we respect all these ingredients that we're getting. And if you really wanted to be, you know, special, we have something that Little Rock doesn't offer anywhere else, not that I know of. We have a chef's table that's actually in the kitchen.
Well, you know, they used to. Right. A long time ago, yeah. I think it was at So Restaurant, they had one.
Oh, that's right,
one.
So did.
But, you know, So's no longer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's fantastic. And a chef's table is always lots of fun.
Yeah, and we have a collection of cooks and chefs that have been in this city for a great number of years. Most of my crew has worked with me for a number of years anyway. So, actually, one of the old executive chefs at So is here, a really amazing gentleman that also works at 1620 Savoy, our sister restaurant.
And so a lot of people don't know that, because, you know, one of the very first interview that I ever did for Arkansas Cooks was with Yvette Brady at 1620. And then I know that Mr. Harding and Payne, they all came in. They, you know, Yvette was really getting ready to retire. And so Tim, her nephew, stayed on, and they really reinvented 1620 into Savoy. And so you had a part in that as well, did you not?
Well, right. When we were building Cash, I was over at 1620 Savoy and just helping out. Tim's an amazing chef, and Payne was over there as well before we moved down here and got that all going. And they're just a really amazing group of people over at that restaurant, and they welcomed me with open arms, so that was really nice.
Yeah.
Like I needed anything more else to do, but it was... Because from everything, from the, you know, like I said, from gravel with the designing things and fixing things and stuff like that, as with any new restaurant, you know, there were challenges. But I think we've really made an amazing product and an amazing experience for people to come down that I always say adds to the already wonderful culinary experiences you have in the city of Little Rock.
You know, I really do kind of feel this feels very much like a heartbeat, you know, of this community and the River Market. And like I said, you cannot miss it when you come down. But it's, you know, funny, not long ago I had some friends from Toronto that were here, some colleagues that were staying down here at the River Market, and they said, we tried to get in that Cash place, but it looked like a big city in there. We couldn't even get in. I was like, yeah, it was like a Tuesday night or something crazy. You know, it was
that's been one thing, and I guess everyone always says, you know, that's the best thing you can be is too busy to get in, and it has been a problem. We've really hit the ground running. We opened in December, and luckily, thanks to my amazing crew, we've been able to really push through the little humps and really, really, you know, produce what we wanted to produce. And it gets better every day. So, yeah. I think one of the amazing things that we have as well is the second floor completely opens up.
One of the things I want to do with you, Matt, is kind of do the Cash tour.
Okay.
Because when people come, lots of times they just are sitting in your dining room, they're sitting in your bar, and they don't know that there's more to it. But this is, there's a huge steel elevator in the middle.
Yeah, we've got a huge steel elevator in the middle that actually I call it. It's like reminds me of disco inside there. It's pretty. It's pretty insane. Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take
good.
The elevator up.
You want to take it up?
You want to walk in around?
Sure. Let's walk around the bottom, because this is a gorgeous dining room.
So right when you walk in the front door, you're going to see about a 300 bottle wine case that kind of really elevates the room with the glass and the way we want to see everything. And then you have a long, elongated dining room with some nice booths on the left, and then table side seating and patio seating out to the right. And then walk up to the expo. We've got some beautiful marble.
And then
right past the expo is where our line begins, where we have our grill, our saute, and then our chef's table is absolutely right across from that, or adjacent to that, which also
very cozy.
Houses, yeah, it's really nice, and houses another private wine case with all of our upscale wines, what I would say, and our reserve wines and things like that. And as we walk through the kitchen, you know, we have our big views, vent of hoods, and it's actually a French style, wide open line or island, and in fact, that's Joey. There's Joey right there. He was the old executive chef of So, and he's helping us out from our sister restaurant as well, and he's a great asset to us here, and we love him very much.
Have you ever designed an entire kitchen before?
I have.
You have? Okay.
Yeah, I have.
So you know what you like and what you don't like.
Right, right. And it, as with building anything or helping assist build anything, you know, there's going to be trials and tribulations, and I think we really produced a really good product. And then back there, we have our pastry section with our pastry chef, Jessica, right there.
Hey, Jessica.
She's tired. She's working a little bit too hard today. And then we have a pretty small walk-in. And we do that because we want everything to...
So much fresh.
We're using so much fresh stuff, and it's just rolled over so much. There's Sam, my other sous chef, and that was Mr. John Mashing as well from Savoy.
And I have interviewed John. I interviewed John when he was like 14.
Oh, he's such a good kid.
Yeah, he's
such
a
good kid. And then we have a nice little server aisle right here. Yep. We have a dry storage and stuff like that. It's big, but it's small.
Yeah,
when we were building it, everyone talked about how big it was going to be. But me myself, knowing what everything that was going to go into the space, I knew it was going to be nice and cozy. We have a lounge area right over there with the full bar downstairs, and we'll take this crazy elevator that we're talking about.
I'm excited about that. Yeah, and what does it go back in there?
It's just the restrooms right around the corner there, and goes out to the street side.
Oh, nice. Oh, this is a disco elevator. Ooh, I feel like I should be doing the pony. Look at that.
Yeah, this is. It's completely dark in here with nice orange. You just don't look at the walls.
Ooh, the swirls.
Don't look at the walls for too long.
No. Woohoo!
Takes you back.
Feel like you could disco on here.
Absolutely.
This would be a great picture moment. Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then we open up to the second floor.
Wow. Oh, man.
Which opens up to the only patio that I know of its kind, which overlooks the river.
Isn't that incredible? This is great.
And overlooks the street
side. This is for a bar area, or do people can rent it, or whatever?
We can. You can rent the entire, on selected nights, you can rent the entire second floor if you want to, and have it all to yourself. Or we can section off. The beautiful thing about this space is it has banana walls as well. So
now, what did you call them? Banana walls?
Nana walls.
Oh, Nana.
That's what they're called.
It's a brand name. And so you can open these all up. This is like a big patio.
So I can open these.
Holy cow. Nice.
I can open all this up and all the breeze comes in.
Oh, man. You'll do it tonight, won't you?
Oh, yeah. Every night.
Oh, yeah.
Every
night. It's beautiful.
And so if you wanted to have a private banquet, like just in this bar area, I can open this bar up so you can have your own bar, and I can shut these, and then you've got this entire little area and the balcony. So I can lock that, and you can have the entire of that and the balcony to yourself.
And then this is kind of a... area where you can have a band, you can have music.
We have live music Wednesday through Saturday. We have a DJ that starts at Friday and Saturday nights a little later that's really eclectic. It's not like dance music. It's really nice and smooth and jazzy. And
then where do those doors go?
These doors go into our private dining room.
Nice. It just keeps going and going.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is a little fireplace that you can...
That's a bioethanol fireplace, which is really neat. We light it. It's kind of scary to light, but...
That is very cool. Oh, wow. What a beautiful, nice room. Once again, you have a little patio area.
Yep, you have your private balcony with the private dining room that you can go out and see street side. This is actually my favorite part of the building.
Oh, my gosh. We need to start having parades down here.
Yeah, because you can see the entire street all the way down to pretty much the Marriott and all the way close if you really look to the library. I love this view.
This
I don't get to get
fantastic.
Out here as much as I wanted to, but...
But what a nice place for a party.
Oh, yeah. This room comfortably sits about 24. And then we also, in the space adjacent, I think we have the block right now, but there's also a banquet facility that opens up. So these are like hidden walls, and they open up, and we can do beautiful wedding receptions and everything else in the facility that we kind of is a shared space with the Central Arkansas Library System. And then we have like a little demo kitchen back here in the back.
Oh, wow.
For our servers and everything.
It just keeps going.
It's neat.
And you all got to do the whole building.
Yes. Yeah. So, and then we have our little server area.
And you've got a little dumbwaiter so it can bring food up and you can have people come in. Oh, my goodness.
It's just a fun space to be in, filled with lots of life and definitely energy.
Yeah.
It just creates that type of energy. So.
Well, and just, it feels good. It really does. I mean, you've got some beautiful accents like the crystal wall.
Yeah, this is actually handmade from a local artisan here in the state of Arkansas. Again, we really wanted to be as local as possible, even with the design and the origination of the architecture and everything else. Johnson's
Studio. We can take the stairs down.
The staircase I like as well. At nighttime, it's all nice and illuminated with industrial grates and things like that and hardwoods.
Oh, wow.
And we like it.
Yeah, you've done a great job of doing lots of glass and lots of things that you can see through and that kind of thing. Nice.
The what part?
So it's busy around here. They're getting ready for dinner. There are people that are working on the fire, working on place settings. So you have a pretty good sized staff here as well.
I do.
How many does it seat for dinner?
We can seat, total capacity in the summertime with our outside seating is about 302.
Okay.
So it's pretty big.
Yeah.
And we've been packing that every night, pretty much upstairs and down. So
you're also doing lunch?
Yeah, we do lunch Monday through Friday. We're not doing lunch Saturday right now. I joke because it's like, well, we all need to rest at least sometime. But we'll start to probably do something a little later when the weather gets warmed up, so cocktails for people probably early afternoon or
and
something
when are
like
you
that.
Closed?
We're closed for right now we're closed Saturday mornings and then Sunday all day.
All day. Okay.
All day.
Mm-hmm. That's your day off.
That's my day off.
Okay.
I happen to own the little herb, spice, and tea store next door, though, so I work that day as well.
You're just merciless, aren't you?
Oh, well, we want to do, you know, as much for the community as we can. So in one place I feed them, and in the other place we make them healthy.
So, Matthew, tell me a little bit about the menu process. I mean, what did you all go through? What did you want to accomplish at Cash as far as a menu and as far as, you know, what you wanted to do with food at Cash? Because I know that was a big focus.
Absolutely. I mean, we and I started working on the menu, you know, probably I started working on the menu years ago. And then as far as what the ideal thing of what I would want to do. And then, you know, Chef Payne Harding and I, you know, coordinated on that as well. And I really tried to be a focus on sustainability and being as local as possible with it being winter and everything.
Sure.
In the state of Arkansas. So we call it classic European with new techniques. It's so hard to label any restaurant nowadays unless it's an Italian or a Chinese or something like that.
Exactly.
So we're definitely a fusion, but we pull our influences from the Northwest, absolutely, and then obviously from our southern roots. And so you're going to see a lot of classic European, like I talk about. So you're going to see all fresh handmade pastas. You're going to see, you know, at lunchtime we have a German sausage trio.
Wow.
And while I was helping build Cash, you know, on selected days I would work with local artisans. So I worked at Ham with Brandon Brown,
yeah,
who's an amazing guy, amazing business. So we get him to make sausages, you know, and we build those relationships with these people in this community, and you work off of each other and support each other. And then I made cheese with Kent Walker, artisan cheese, and so we used his cheese here, and both two amazing people. And then Boulevard Bread, we use all their bread, and then we use some local farmers. Even our owner has a farm that we pull their vegetables from. But what I mean by classic European is, like, you're going to see fresh pasta, so classic Italian. You're going to see classic Tuscan. So we have a crab pasta, crab tagliolini, that's the only thing it has is fresh oregano, a tomato fondue, which is a very slow roasted tomato
mm-hmm.
sauce, and then you have just little Calabrian chilies from the Calabria region of Italy with just a touch of tarragon. That's it. It's simple. It's, you know, the pasta speaks for itself versus
right.
the sauce.
Right.
So that's what I mean by classic. And then you have things like braised pork shank with polenta, watermelon mostarda, and caramelized fennel salad.
Ooh.
You know, and then we do some amazing steaks. We have an eight ounce fillet on the menu as well. Just
yeah. So they're working on some stuff for tonight, and I am totally bothering them, but I am okay with that because it is so much fun to look around. So classic pastas, classic dishes.
Right. And then when we bring the seafood in, all of our seafood's fresh. So we bring in, I use Honolulu Fish Company, and that's straight out of Honolulu. And the reason we do that is because, one, it's sustainable to our national economy. And then, two, it's sushi grade.
Yeah.
So I can cook it the way that I want to without having to worry about the freshness or anything else. They catch it. He calls me and says, this is what I got this day. And I've got a contract with them and make it to where I get it the next day.
Now, go back in, because I interrupted you when we're talking about beef. You do have it. You have an 8 ounce.
Yeah, we have an 8 ounce fillet, and then we also have a strip steak, and that's on an aging program from Buckhead Beef for us specifically. So it's right. It's premium aged at the right exact time that we want it to be, and then it's cryobacked and ready to go. So you're always going to get the same exact cut, and you know you pay a little bit more for this, but it's an added value to our customers because they
exactly.
get the same exact product every single time.
Yeah.
And it allows us to keep everything in straight.
Now, I don't mean to say this out of disrespect at all, but you are young. You look like a young guy, and you're an executive
that.
Chef.
I'm older than I look. I think I just got my mother's good skin.
But I noticed that about your staff too. I mean, this is a bunch of young guys. These are a bunch of creative, aspiring chefs, and I think there's some kind of energy that comes with that stuff that's new, stuff that's
Yeah, I mean, I can honestly say that all the people that work for me. This is what they want to do. I have chefs from the Northwest that went to school with me. I have chefs from Austin, Texas. I have chefs from New York. I have chefs that grew up here, went away, and came back. Everybody in this kitchen and in this restaurant, they really want to be here. Even the ones that are just starting out. They're really passionate about what they do, and they're all really good hard workers. And we appreciate everything they've done for us so far. So
now you went out, you went to school out in Oregon, and right. I'm a huge fan of Portland. We go to that's where we go to vacation every year. We go to Sisters close to Bend, and I'm crazy about that kind of Pacific Northwest. Their food is always really great, and they do lots of local farming there, so there's a lot of local food. And it sounds like that's exactly, I mean, it's probably what you learned in Portland.
No, absolutely. But I mean, I've been cooking for about 12 or 13 years before I even went to school. And I grew up in a long family of food technologists, so science of food has always been a part of my life. But when we moved out there, of course, the farm-to-table thing took a whole new more meaning for me. I trained under some really amazing chefs over there that worked directly under Alice Waters and the whole farm-to-table and all that sustainability. We would actually go, I was a sous chef at one of the restaurants, Aqua Riva on the Southwest Waterfront, and I would go 3 times a week to Savis Island and get on the tractor with the farmers and go pick exactly what I wanted to serve and then bring it back. So it was a really fun dynamic. We're not there yet. We're getting really close.
We are.
Yeah,
I'm so
really close.
Proud of the people that are. Matter of fact, I'm interviewing a chef. I mean, I'm interviewing a farmer in a couple weeks from. She has a goat farm. Kate, do you know Kate from? It's a goat farm.
Where is it?
I don't know yet. It's out by Sherwood, I think.
Okay.
It's out in Jacksonville.
Okay.
But
I know that
goat ropers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so I'm excited about that. And I think I really do respect what the chefs are doing in Central Arkansas and really up in Northwest Arkansas as well. Lots of people are dedicated.
Rob up there and Ed Tuscan Trotter is a really great chef. And I know a lot of those other guys, especially Matt McClure.
Yeah.
And they're just
lots of farm to table.
Yeah.
Stuff.
They're really getting involved. And what that's doing is providing a healthier product for us and our parents and our children
exactly.
and those whole generations. And we just really we're having a good time. We're busy, but we're having a great time.
So, and I also heard you have, and I'm a huge fan of bread pudding. I heard you have like an amazing white chocolate bread pudding.
We do. My executive sous chef Andre. Executive sous chef Andre Ferguson and I, when we worked at Chenal Country Club together, and we're kind of been inseparable. After that, he's an amazing gentleman. He's from up north as well on the East Coast, and he makes a good bread pudding. He really does. In fact, we don't let anybody else do him. He's a busy guy, but he makes the bread pudding, so we make sure that gets done right. We love, and we have a pastry chef. We have a really amazing young pastry chef. Her name's Jessica Whitfield. She's just awesome, and she just graduated not too long ago from Pulaski Tech. She was my pastry chef. I kind of took her under my wing and let her kind of do whatever she wanted to do when I was the executive chef of Lulav, and she kind of made herself shine here and moved up and has done a really good job.
Yeah, I think that is fantastic. It's so nice to see people that are really excited about cooking and excited about food and. Like are creative with it. The other thing I wanted to tell you is some people know that I'm coming to, they'll ask me where you going, and every time I mention Cash, doesn't matter what their age, my husband, my mom who's 82, the kids that I see at UAMS or whatever, they all say, oh my God, I went to Cash, it was great. I hear that a lot, and that's not what I always hear from people.
Oh, that's
but
good.
I've heard great comments with all, people that have all sorts of different tastes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really impressed. My mom's more of, kind of a down-home cook, and
right.
she has a great, she likes a lot of different foods, but she's also very economical. And, so she was like, we had lunch there. It was fabulous. I got, my plate was beautiful. The bread pudding was gorgeous. I mean, so lots and lots of comments like that.
Well, that's good. And that's what, you know, that's kind of what we try to do is I want anyone to be able to come in here and think they're going to have an amazing meal and an amazing experience no matter, you know, what level you're at. Absolutely. Right. Now, you can come in here and for our bistro lunch, you can get a price comparison with anything else around.
That's what I
you
heard.
Know, and then, you know, at nighttime, you can come in and get, you know, it's really fair. You know, like I've said on the news, like I've said to other people at events that we do is we bring in the best quality products we can. And we're trying not to mark them up to what we should because we want people to be healthy. We want to show that we're about the food and we're about the experience and stuff like that. I mean, everybody wants to make money, but we really want people to enjoy this experience. And we as chefs, being as passionate as we are, we want to work with ingredients that we feel proud about being around and eating. You know, I wouldn't cook anything in this restaurant that I wouldn't cook for my daughter, who's in here actually prepping with me sometimes. She actually helped me make the strawberry watermelon soup that we made the other day. That's the dynamic that has to happen when you're a chef and you want to see your family. They got to be around all the time.
And also, I do know this, as an executive chef, it's not just the chefs, but you're looking at front of the house, you're looking at the wine list. So I know you have a sommelier here. I know you have an amazing, and that's the other thing I heard was that you have an incredible professional staff.
Yeah, we really do. I mean, I'm technically the general manager too, so I wear the two hats. But we have Jeffrey Yant, who's an amazing sommelier, and I worked with him at Lulav, and we work really well together. He knows my style. He knows the way that I write menus, so he can very easily pair anything. He actually won the Iron Sommelier competition last year. It was funny because I won the Iron Chef, I think, in 2012 of Arkansas. And then he won that. So it was kind of neat. For a while, we had two iron whatevers. So that was
iron whatevers.
Iron whatevers. But we just like going out. And
iron
having,
people.
Yeah, we like going out and having fun, you know. And then, you know, the next year, you know, someone else gets it, and you still have a great time. The chefs are really in this city are really amazing to compete with. We do all those competitions and things like that.
There is a real camaraderie though amongst all the chefs that I've met before. I mean, they're really, I like this guy, I go here, and I try and only do local restaurants, and that's where I see chefs at other local chefs' restaurants.
Right, absolutely. And I mean, we do support each other all the time. You know, when if I have a chef come into my restaurant, we take good care of them because we know what they go through on a daily basis.
Exactly.
You know, and it's the same thing when you walk in. You know, it's kind of nice.
We're back. I'm Mary Tweed, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more about Cash Restaurant at their website, cashlittlerock.com, and you can also find out about Cash Restaurant at my website, arkansascooks.com. Now, if you're interested in writing me, you can do that as well at mary@arkansascooks.com. I love to hear from you folks. The information I get is always fantastic. Well, that is all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thank you for tuning in. I want to thank Chef Matt Cooper, and next week, he is going to make me some amazing crab tagliani. So amazing. Also, thanks for Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas cooks, life is way too short to eat bad food. So only eat great food and eat it with great people that you love. It'll taste so much better.